You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
2014 Cleveland Browns season tickets are on sale now. Secure the best seats at the best prices to cheer on your Cleveland Browns at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. I am overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and support in social media.
For Derek Carr at four.
People love my pick. They're calling it everything from April Fools to Ugg to they're going to quit everything if the Browns pick this
nightmare
guy.
Nightmare scenarios.
A lot of nightmare scenarios. They hate David Carr. Well,
or Derek.
Too bad. That's who I picked. So live with it. Deal with it. As I said, I don't do trade scenarios here. I know it could be more palatable if you get the guy later because that's how you put your value on him. I'm saying you get your guy when you get your guy. And in our particular mocking scenarios, we're mocking him to the pick. I believe the priority is there. You got to address that. But enough about me. You heard my mock. It is time for the mock 2-0 of one Nathan Zagura. He'll talk some sense into me now. That's what I know the public
will
wants.
Do that. We'll do that in just a second.
Sure.
Before we get to we'll take one more break before we do my mock.
Oh,
but
right.
Before we do that, we're going to go play a little bit of clowny sound from his pro day today. And Jadeveon Clowney, who many people think is the number one talent in the draft, but there are questions about his work ethic out there. He doesn't get it. He says, I have no clue.
I have no clue, man. I don't know. You know, I've been trying to ask myself that question. Why keep asking, questioning me on how much do I love this game? And I think I put everything into this game, me personally. Outside of what you guys see, I'm always working on my craft or watching somebody else play the games.
And he addressed the fact that people have judged his heart and his work ethic by his stats.
They got to be going off my numbers, which I don't always think it's about numbers. It's about how you help your team out on the field. You know, we still won 11 games, 11-2. We finished number 4 in the country. Never been done in South Carolina history. And I was part of that. For me to be a part of that, something special also. So I'm excited about that. I think I still put my team in a great situation, win a lot of games, no matter if I was making plays or not.
5, I think.
Yeah, so
we're hearing some other.
I'm pretty sure it sounds like my man DP. I heard a little damp.
Hey, Jason.
My body back at all. You know you're
okay.
All right.
All right. It's very confusing though, because we're hearing other stuff in our ear. But to the point of the stats that are discussed, and this is ridiculous, Jason. I cannot talk over another voice that's bound.
Okay. It's gone.
Now it's gone.
There you go. You have done it.
The fact that the stat issue is brought up regarding judging heart and character and work ethic or whatever, I think this is a fair point by Jadeveon Clowney, that you've got to see beyond, to some extent, you've got to see beyond those numbers to see exactly what the guy's doing. This is a guy who routinely drew extra blocking attention, and I don't think it's always fair to judge big time and bigger physically pass rushers on their inability to get a sack every play or to even get pressure every play. There are times when, with the extra attention or circumstances, I could say this about Bruce Smith at Virginia Tech, a Hall of Famer, watching all his film through college, I saw a guy who people said, is he always on? Does he always handle the pressure well? You're playing sometimes in 80, 90-degree heat in some of these schools in the South, especially in South Carolina. Your ability to overcome and do that is challenged. But I think you've got to assess production matters, but what really matters is the projection to the guy as a pro.
I was just going
to
say, it's the projection. It's also a situation where he's going to go to a team and be on a defensive line with other competent NFL quality players alongside him, where teams aren't going to have the luxury of dedicating so many resources just to stopping him. And he's a guy who seems to have the physical traits to be, we've heard many people say, a once-in-a-generation type of a talent at that position in terms of his ability to wreak havoc and disrupt passing offenses, which we know is of the utmost importance in today's NFL. Clowney himself says, for those reasons, he thinks he should be the number one pick.
He said it's about my pride, you know. Coming into college, I told my coaches when they recruited me, I said, Coach Ward and Coach Ellis Johnson, I said, I want to be the number one player taken in the draft in 3 years. I didn't say 4, I said 3. He's like, you come here, work, and we're going to get you to that point.
And he's certainly in the discussion. He's
sure
absolutely in the discussion, and I think it's funny just from gauging Twitter and all that, all of a sudden after his pro day now, people are saying, oh, he's got to be the guy that the Texans must take at number one.
And that is going to happen, understandably so, because he performed on a stage. This much I will take from the pro day, that it's a stage, that it's not just working out in the gym, doing your workout when nobody's there or five people are there.
Sure.
This is when you've got talent evaluators, people who are going to decide your future, decide how much money you're going to earn as a young man coming out of college watching you. That is an audition opportunity. You talk about any job that you go for and the multiple interviews that happen along the way before you get the job or don't get the job. And in some cases, you could be interviewed four times. Well, each one of those opportunities, which one of those four is less important than the other? And I think when you talk about the mentality of the player, regardless of how the Browns have approached this, looking at it from the side of the player and his representation, and I've had this discussion with agents through the years and general managers, it's this. For the player, anytime you're on stage, the combine workout, the pro day workout, the private workout, either on your campus or at the facility, you can't work at the facility, but you can be interviewed at the facility, but every time you're in front of those decision makers, that's your chance to either kill it or blow it.
Yeah, it is. And some we've seen the people that have quote unquote killed it thus far. People are gaga about them. And Teddy Bridgewater, who didn't necessarily kill it, people are very, very down on him after these pro days. All right. When we come back, it will be my turn for a mock draft. I think it might be end up being a little bit more popular than yours.
Yeah, I'm reading a tweet now. A guy wants to know if I'm drunk. It's another guy, Jim, tweeted this, and he's usually a supportive
guy. Derek Carr can sling the
football.
Guy. I mean, and he can sling the football.
And then there's one that guy wrote no with like 7,000 O's after his no. Coming in here, that's Ken. So a lot of hate for this mock draft. Love it.
Unbelievable. All right, when we come back, mock draft 2.0 from me, Nathan.
Nate Dogg.